Nudged Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of Alex Neptune, Dragon Thief, by David Owen, narrated by Dan Bottomley. Chapter 1. Welcome to Haven Bay. For as long as Alex Neptune could remember, the sea had been trying to kill him. The very first time he dipped a toe into the ocean, a rogue wave had crashed over his head and swept him off his feet. Ever since, a gentle paddle would summon the tide foaming high to drag him out of his depth, a timid swim inviting seaweed to wrap fast around his legs and haul him under. His mere presence could provoke vicious currents and monstrous swells from the calmest seas. Everybody told Alex it was just bad luck. Only he knew the truth. The ocean wanted him dead. The cause of this maritime grudge remained a mystery, so his best chance of surviving it was to stay away from the water altogether, which was a problem when he had lived his entire life in the seaside town of Haven Bay. "I got my underwear wet." Zoe Wu, his best friend, squelched up the beach from the waterline. Although her clothes were dripping wet, the sea had failed to wash away the black grease smeared across her cheeks or the sawdust shavings stuck in her straight black fringe. She lived at the local boatyard with her dad, who handled repairs and sold spare parts to fund his dream of becoming an artist, creating bizarre sculptures from scrap metal in his spare time. Zoe spent the summer holidays pretending to help, while secretly stealing bits and bobs to transform into what she claimed were brilliant inventions. Alex had lost count of the number of times she had accidentally burned off her eyebrows.
"Can you please hurry up?"
Alex pressed his back against the sea wall, as far away from the lapping tide as he could get.
"You shouldn't hate the ocean so much," Zoe said. "It hasn't tried to murder you in ages."
Alex didn't hate the ocean. The repeated assassination attempts, as well as Grandpa expressly forbidding him from going anywhere near it, had simply left him terrified of it. Sometimes he was sure the ocean actually taunted him. Waves peeling against shore, wind whistling over rocks, seagulls cackling in wheeling circles. It all felt as if the water was beckoning him into its clutches so it could finish him off for good. He shivered and turned away towards town. Haven Bay was an old fishing village built on a hill that lifted steeply from the ocean. It rose in layers. First, the wide sea wall bounded the beach, topped by the wooden-framed shops and cobbles.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?